committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe and I are devastated. The feeling, I just can't imagine how the families are feeling, the victims whose futures were stolen from them.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president noting that he's received extensive briefings on the tragedy. He said too many families and communities have been scarred by gun violence. Biden also calling for legislative action to address gun violence, saying it should not be a partisan issue. Jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. All the jurors have been seated and the opening statements are set for Monday. A 15th person was selected on Tuesday, but the 15th juror won't hear the case if everybody else shows up next week. Security around the courthouse will be very tight. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease, to stop them from getting firearms.
Regarding the horrific shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says,
there's a full investigation underway. The eyes of the nation are on Boulder. The eyes of the nation are on Colorado. And every level of law enforcement, federal, state, and local, is working together to make sure that we can bring justice.
The 21-year-old suspect was born in Syria and is an ISIS sympathizer. He was shot in the leg by Boulder police and is currently in the hospital, where police say he is in stable condition. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have closed borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now except for those immigrants that are seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said that he expects Democrats' infrastructure proposal will likely be a Trojan horse that includes other Democratic priorities such as tax hikes. The Senate is working on a major infrastructure bill that lawmakers hope will be signed by President Biden by the end of September. Biden first floated a $2 trillion infrastructure bill while campaigning. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe and I are devastated. The feeling, I just can't imagine how the families are feeling, the victims whose futures were stolen from them.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president noting that he's received extensive briefings on the tragedy. He said too many families and communities have been scarred by gun violence. Biden also calling for legislative action to address gun violence, saying it should not be a partisan issue. Jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. All the jurors have been seated and the opening statements are set for Monday. A 15th person was selected on Tuesday, but the 15th juror won't hear the case if everybody else shows up next week. Security around the courthouse will be very tight. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease to stop them from getting firearms.
Regarding the horrific shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says
there's a full investigation underway. The eyes of the nation are on Boulder. The eyes of the nation are on Colorado. And every level of law enforcement, federal, state, and local, is working together to make sure that we can bring justice.
The 21-year-old suspect was born in Syria and is an ISIS sympathizer. He was shot in the leg by Boulder police and is currently in the hospital, where police say he is in stable condition. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have closed borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now, except for those immigrants that are seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said that he expects Democrats' infrastructure proposal will likely be a Trojan horse that includes other Democratic priorities such as tax hikes. The Senate is working on a major infrastructure bill that lawmakers hope will be signed by President Biden by the end of September. Biden first floated a $2 trillion infrastructure bill while campaigning. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living Consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe and I are devastated. The feeling, I just can't imagine how the families are feeling, the victims whose futures were stolen from them.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president noting that he's received extensive briefings on the tragedy. He said too many families and communities have been scarred by gun violence. Biden also calling for legislative action to address gun violence, saying it should not be a partisan issue. Jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. All the jurors have been seated and the opening statements are set for Monday. A 15th person was selected on Tuesday, but the 15th juror won't hear the case if everybody else shows up next week. Security around the courthouse will be very tight. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jill and I are devastated. The feeling, I just can't imagine how the families are feeling, the victims whose futures were stolen from them.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president noting that he's received extensive briefings on the tragedy. He said too many families and communities have been scarred by gun violence. Biden also calling for legislative action to address gun violence, saying it should not be a partisan issue. Jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. All the jurors have been seated and the opening statements are set for Monday. A 15th person was selected on Tuesday, but the 15th juror won't hear the case if everybody else shows up next week. Security around the courthouse will be very tight. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease to stop them from getting firearms.
Regarding the horrific shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says,
there's a full investigation underway. The eyes of the nation are on Boulder. The eyes of the nation are on Colorado. And every level of law enforcement, federal, state, and local, is working together to make sure that we can bring justice.
The 21-year-old suspect was born in Syria and is an ISIS sympathizer. He was shot in the leg by Boulder police and is currently in the hospital, where police say he is in stable condition. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have closed borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now except for those immigrants that are seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said that he expects Democrats' infrastructure proposal will likely be a Trojan horse that includes other Democratic priorities such as tax hikes. The Senate is working on a major infrastructure bill that lawmakers hope will be signed by President Biden by the end of September. Biden first floated a $2 trillion infrastructure bill while campaigning. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe and I are devastated. The feeling, I just can't imagine how the families are feeling, the victims whose futures were stolen from them.
President Biden speaking at the White House, the president noting that he's received extensive briefings on the tragedy. He said too many families and communities have been scarred by gun violence. Biden also calling for legislative action to address gun violence, saying it should not be a partisan issue. Jury selection in the trial for Derek Chauvin is over. Chauvin is a former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd. All the jurors have been seated and the opening statements are set for Monday. A 15th person was selected on Tuesday, but the 15th juror won't hear the case if everybody else shows up next week. Security around the courthouse will be very tight. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
On a day after a mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, a GOP-backed bill to reduce gun crimes has been filed. It's being pushed by Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who says we need to take a look at a targeted approach toward combating violent crime.
Targeted at violent criminals, targeted at felons, targeted at fugitives, targeted at those with serious mental disease, to stop them from getting firearms.
Regarding the horrific shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Colorado Democrat Governor Jared Polis says,
there's a full investigation underway. The eyes of the nation are on Boulder. The eyes of the nation are on Colorado. And every level of law enforcement, federal, state, and local, is working together to make sure that we can bring justice.
The 21-year-old suspect was born in Syria and is an ISIS sympathizer. He was shot in the leg by Boulder police and is currently in the hospital, where police say he is in stable condition. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have closed borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now, except for those immigrants that are seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said that he expects Democrats' infrastructure proposal will likely be a Trojan horse that includes other Democratic priorities such as tax hikes. The Senate is working on a major infrastructure bill that lawmakers hope will be signed by President Biden by the end of September. Biden first floated a $2 trillion infrastructure bill while campaigning. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic